we're just adding additional life force energy to those nutrients. And we're really just calling it out, you know, specifically in the program to energize with additional life force.
I'm Luke Story. For the past 22 years, I've been relentlessly committed to my deepest passion, designing the ultimate lifestyle based on the most powerful principles of spirituality, health, psychology, and personal development. The Lifestylist Podcast is a show dedicated to sharing my discoveries and the experts behind them with you. Take a pause. I want to share something with you. You know those times that you're so into what you're doing, you can't think about anything else? The days you read half a dozen chapters, write 1,000 words, or finish a work assignment without looking up once, and then finally when you do, you notice it's dark outside? Well, how'd you like to feel like that every day? I'm here to tell you, you can. It's totally possible. Psychologists call that feeling of being in the zone, a flow state, the optimal level of consciousness where you can perform at your best. Our sponsor, Alpha Brain, helps you to achieve flow state and supports other aspects of cognitive function for better memory, focus, and mental processing. Alpha Brain can help you remember names and places, focus on complex tasks, think more clearly under stress, and even react more quickly. And this has all been documented. With its trademark earth-based ingredient blends, Alpha Brain builds an environment in which the brain can operate on all cylinders and protects its functioning for lasting mental clarity. If you're ready to have a brain that works, turn that thing on. Go over to onnit.com/Luke. That's onnit.com/Luke. And use the code Luke at checkout for 10% off. Get yourself into a flow state over at onnit.com/Luke. If you enjoy the Lifestylist Podcast, just know that it would not be possible without support from Beekeepers Natural. So let's go ahead and give them a round of applause. Now, they've got an amazing suite of products all based on our little friends, the bees, and the amazing things that their tiny little bodies produce in the world. So there's a number of different products that I use from Beekeepers Natural. So I'm going to focus on one right now. And I think this might just be the flagship. Maybe not to them, but definitely to me, just because it is so packed with nutrition. And if you didn't know this, honey in and of itself is one of the most powerful superfoods on the planet. Then add to that propolis, which contains antioxidants and germ-fighting compounds, which work together to support immune health. And finally, royal jelly, which contains the neurotransmitter acetylcholine and ultra-unique fatty acids that promote mental clarity and brain focus. So bee-powered, tastes delicious, can be drizzled into warm drinks or over foods like yogurt, toast, gluten-free hopefully, smoothies, whatever. So like you would use any bee product, you're going to use this the same way. It's just an incredibly upgraded bee product. So if you're ready to check out Bee Powered, here's what you do. Go to beekeepersnaturals.com. That's BEEKEEPERSNATURALS. beekeepersnaturals.com. The S there, .com/Luke Story. And when you get over there, you're going to save yourself 15% off by just using that URL. So beekeepersnaturals.com/Luke Story. What you're going to look for there as a good starting point would be Bee Powered. Okay, strap in, cosmonauts. This is episode 358 of the Lifestylist Podcast. I'm Luke Story from lukestory.com. This episode is about creating a high-vibe home sanctuary with focused life force energy. Then next week, we've got Dr. Stephen Gundry on the show talking about the secret to boundless energy and vitality. Today's guests are Clayton Stedman and Jeffrey Stegman, back for round two. They were on the show last year, and they began working together in 2008 and became co-founders of something called Focused Life Force Energy, or FLFE, which is one of my favorite things in the world. And that's why I'm having them back on the show to talk about the latest developments in this very unique service that they've created. It's a subscription service to activate a field of high conscious energy around your home, phone, or any other object. The activated field is imbued with qualities that also support health and equanimity for your family, you, and pets. Other programs they offer, which we're going to talk about at depth, are EMF mitigation, brain optimization, energized nutrients, and more. The FLFE service is now in 60 countries worldwide. It's crazy. I've got this service on my home, on my phone, on Allison's phone, on my mom's house, on my business. I am drinking the Kool-Aid big time. And during this conversation, you're going to understand why. Let me tell you a little bit about our two guests before we jump in. Clayton has over 25 years experience as a consciousness coach, specializing in business as a spiritual path. Very cool stuff. He's an avid student of my all-time favorite teacher, Dr. David Hawkins. And he's been using kinesiology for a number of years and following the David Hawkins protocols. In fact, David has completed more than 7.5 million kinesiology calibrations as of early 2021 in the exploration of consciousness and nonlinear healing technologies, including, of course, the development of FLFE with Jeffrey. Now, Jeffrey's spiritual path includes focusing on creating a high consciousness culture in his businesses, an important aspect of his spiritual journey. In addition to being the co-founder of FLFE, Jeffrey is also the co-owner of two manufacturing businesses, including one that has been in business since 1835. FLFE is a confluence of Jeffrey's manufacturing, engineering, business, and spiritual evolution. Here's a quick boil down of what we cover in this episode. Explaining the David Hawkins map of consciousness, how they first discovered they could apply the map to their technology, how they discovered EMF lowers consciousness, the various health programs they offer with FLFE service, the new grounding feature, how FLFE clears negative history and disembodied beings on a property, super crazy stuff right there, geopathic stress, and how EMF helps balance it. We also talk about why I have the FLFE service on my business and how it's helped me to succeed, how they discovered shungite and its ability to mitigate EMF, how they measured the effectiveness of EMF mitigation service, and then we cover some of the really cool recent research they've done, such as Dr. Emoto's water crystal test, gas discharge visualization, the Institute of Noetic Sciences random number generators, brainwaves and HRV, the spinach growth experiment, and finally, the wheatgrass growth experiment. Super cool stuff. I'm all for the woo-woo, right? You guys that have listened to the show know that I'm into some pretty far out stuff, but I'm also kind of a science geek too. So in this episode, I really wanted to focus on some of the actual proof that this stuff works and does something, because I've noticed it, of course, subjectively in my life. And that's why I tend to talk about it a lot and I'm super stoked on it. But one thing I love that these guys are doing more and more of all the time is actually showing some quantitative evidence that what they're up to is doing us good. These guys are just incredible humans, and the FLFE service is one of my most cherished resources in my home and in my life in general. So it's with immense gratitude that I welcome Clayton and Jeffrey back to the show. I want you to enjoy this conversation and take note if you want to raise the consciousness of your environment and mitigate the EMF in your home at the same time. I highly recommend you check out their 15-day free trial. No credit card needed, no obligation to buy. You try it for a couple of weeks, you see if you like it, and if so, you join the community after the trial. If you want to check it out, here's what you do. Go to flfe.net/Luke. That's flfe.net/Luke. Activate your free trial and you are off to the races. All right, enjoy the show and may it help elevate your consciousness to the highest as you listen. Welcome back to the show, Clayton and Jeffrey.
See you, Luke.
Yep, happy to be here.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys again. We always have a really great kind of meeting before the meeting. You know, we just set our intentions and did a nice little prayer before the podcast. And I really appreciate that you guys are into that sort of thing, because I always want to do that with guests, just kind of really drop in and get centered. And it's not always appropriate if I don't know someone that well, or if they're just not acclimated to that sort of behavior. So I'm glad you guys were. I'm feeling really good. Before we get started, I want to do one thing here, and I don't know if this will work, and this is only going to be relevant to people that are watching the video, but I wanted to go in and actually activate my FLFE service right now, which is something that I do. And of course, you guys will explain what it is that I'm doing, but this is something that I do before either a meditation, or more specifically, I'll do it right before a podcast. Invariably, I'm going to hide my address there. I realize my address shows up. I don't know who might want to chase me down, but what I'm going to do is go in and activate a boost. And now this particular apartment where we're living has been activated to the consciousness level of 600. And so we're going to find out what that is in a few moments. But it's fun to be on with you guys because I always do that. And people are like, what are you doing? I go, just hang on a minute. I forgot to do something and set the stage of the energetics for the interview. So we've got that. You guys were, of course, on as a team on episode 316, and then Clayton came on in episode 315, wherein we dove deeply into the work of Dr. David R. Hawkins. I can see you've got a plethora of his books behind you there, Clayton, as any good Hawkins devotee and student would. So I want to encourage people to go back and listen to those for a little more of the foundation, wherein today we're just going to kind of get up to speed with you guys and give a brief overview of what FLFE is, how it came to be, and then get right into some of the new developments and some of the research you guys are doing that I'm really excited about. So perhaps just for starters, Clayton, you might just kind of tell us briefly who David Hawkins was, what the map of consciousness is, and how that pertains to what you're doing with FLFE.
Sure. Yeah, David Hawkins was a psychologist for over 50 years. Had the largest practice apparently in the United States out of New York City at one point. Had 50 people in an office. I think there was a wing of a hospital built specifically to accommodate the people from his practice. He was born at a very high level of consciousness, extremely high, and had a realization that kinesiology was a non-local phenomena. The first to really address that in writing in a substantial way. Other people may have discovered it, but they didn't publish on it. So a non-local phenomena is a phenomena where if I was testing some supplements for myself here, Luke, in Nelson, British Columbia, Canada, if I'm using kinesiology properly, I can test the level of appropriateness of those supplements for you in Austin. So it's the non-locality aspect of kinesiology. So that's what Dr. Hawkins was known to most of us for. And then he developed a body of work around that. His first book was called Power versus Force, where he talked about in more detail the implications of kinesiology and related it to a map of consciousness, which is maybe what he's most well known for. So that map is a logarithmic scale from 1 to infinity. 1 to 1,000 is the human domain. And then up from there, you're into the angelic realms all the way to, I guess, God or divinity would be infinity on that scale. So that's kind of a Coles Notes version of that. And we use the Hawkins map of consciousness a lot in our research. We use kinesiology extensively. I think between the team, Jeff, we're probably over 40,000 calibrations a month as a team. So we use it a lot. Measuring the truth is, I think, the only way we've been able to develop the technology in the way that it has been developed, just because it's difficult to discern sometimes between a belief system and a truth. So, we use it extensively, and we're fans of David Hawkins and devotees. Many people are following him as their spiritual, probably, teacher. In fact, we have a discussion group in the office now, and a Dr. David Hawkins discussion group has kind of emerged into a Monday evening thing. So, yeah, we're fans of David Hawkins.
Oh, that's cool, man. Good for you, guy. Yeah. What a great place to work. I remember when I discovered his work and went out to see him a couple times when he was alive speaking in Sedona. I came back and I found a study group in LA. Mm-hmm. And we would just basically watch his videos and just, I mean, you really get entranced once you get familiar with his sort of framework, right? It's just so captivating. And it's such a vast body of work and so far reaching. And we'd watch the videos and then basically have a discussion around them. It was really cool. And I think it kind of fizzled out, but it was neat to be in a group of people that understood that framework so that you could kind of riff on it. And One thing I did not walk away with, as I know I've talked to you about, Clayton, is I never did nail the ability to do muscle testing accurately. And it's kind of one of my lifelong dreams. It's on my top of my goal list, but it seems like kind of a daunting thing. So hence, as you know, I email you every once in a while, like, hey, is this thing legit? Like a brand I want to work with or something like that. And you've really been very helpful. So thank you for that. There was one case I remember I sent you something. It was an EMF device or something. And I said, hey, is this thing legit? And you came back and I don't think it was fake, but you said, you know, it calibrates it 201 or something, which on the scale would mean just kind of negligible benefit. So I yanked it from the site and it's been really helpful in that way. I'd like to ask you, Jeffrey, how did you come into contact with the work of David Hawkins? And then how did you guys meet to join forces?
Well, I'd been interested in the evolution of consciousness for some time before I became aware of Hawkins' work, through spiral dynamics, integral, and Ken Wilber's work. But Clayton introduced me to Dr. Hawkins' work. When we started working together, he was coaching me in consciousness and using the scale, the Hawkins map, to measure consciousness in various areas. And I just saw the power of it. And the just continual revelations for my own personal work, you know, things, these low spots that I thought nobody else would know about. And there they are. They, you know, they came to my attention and it was a great way to kind of leverage my way, you know, into personal growth using the map and Clayton's ability to test accurately on it. So, and then when we were together, there was a boy in my town who would approach me for a certain kind of meditation, or his parents had. The boy had cancer and he was in and out of a coma. He's a college man. And I went up to see Clayton and went to this area and to visit this inventor because there was a chance of helping this boy with this technology. And that's when I was first introduced to what became FLFE. And walking into the inventor's home was like, my hair was like standing up. I mean, the energy was so strong. And we went to lunch that day and it was like everybody in the restaurant was so beautiful and was just like, I could just see their personal story and why, what was beautiful about them. And it just like, it was like, you know, it was an enlightenment experience, you know, just kind of going into that space and then going out in the world. And so I knew, wow, something's going on here. I mean, this is really amazing. So Clayton and I started working with the technology and doing our own development on it. And, you know, the discovery was that we could activate a field of consciousness anywhere in the world. That there was this quantum association between the FLFE base machine or system now. It's become really a system. It's many components. You can associate that with anywhere in the world through this, you know, now the FLFE website. So like you showed us, you went on, you clicked the button, the 600 field boost, you know, your property went from 570 or wherever you normally have it up to 600 just instantly. And that's all through using this kind of FLFE system and instructions that are in these highly energetic space that's part of the system. When I went to the inventor's house, you could like put your hand in it and it was, you could really feel this energy. It was collecting ambient energy through these stacks or input stacks into an output stack or one place. And that's where the quantum association occurs. And so that became the FLFE technology. And at first we were taking pieces of paper and putting them on and off the stack. And then we were able to tie it into a database and now, you know, into the website. So we're able to instantly turn it on anywhere in the world. And what activates is a field of consciousness that's 560 on the Hawkins map or higher 98% of the time for the home subscription. And that's substantially higher than most environments, especially over the last year with what went on in the world.
Yeah, to say the least. And again, for those listening, episode 315 is where Clayton really breaks down the Hawkins scale. So I'd encourage people to listen to that. But just for a frame of reference, so in that scale in the human realm, as Clayton indicated, you have, you know, 0 to 1,000, right? And the avatars like Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, et cetera, would be at 1,000, which is kind of the maximum potential energy or consciousness that a human form can hold. And there have been exceedingly few of those over history. And then on the lowest end of the scale, maybe you'd have a virus or bacteria, like lower forms of life. And then once you hit the level 200, that's the level of truth or integrity. And then beyond 200 are varying levels of consciousness or energy. So to give some relevance to this, if we walk into a Buddhist monastery in Tibet, or we go in a great cathedral in Europe, or even a meditation studio in Manhattan, or anywhere where there is spiritual power and intention, that place, just like any book, song, teaching, etc., has a definable level of consciousness. And so what you're doing with this technology is basically focus life force energy, right? You're focusing energy or consciousness onto a location, as we just did here with this apartment I'm in temporarily. So the device then within it has, I'm assuming, some kind of software then that is able to focus that energy on this particular latitude and longitude that raises the consciousness within this space. Is that the basic understanding of it?
Yeah, it uses the principle of unique identifier. So latitude, longitude is a unique identifier. In your case, it would be the legal address of the apartment and the street address, because there's only one of those in the world. For the FLFE everywhere service, it's typically around a cell phone, because there's only one cell number in the world with that, in that cellular device. If it's an object, there's only one object. Even if it's a coin that a lot of them are made, there's the individual scratches on the coin. If the picture is good enough, and we test every one, it will associate around that object. So there's a 300-foot bubble of positive energy with different layers of energy going out as you move through the world. The only thing I would probably add is that it's very similar to human prayer. When you hold somebody in mind and you send them positive thoughts, you're thinking about that person. It's a unique identifier, and you're activating a field around them. We just be able to do that with technology, and humans do that all the time with our own beingness.
Yeah, I guess it's that palpable sense of what we would call good or bad vibes when you walk in a room. It's like you walk in a room and two people just had a heated argument, right? And you walk in, you're like, oh, feels weird in here. And you walk into a room where, people just embraced and had a loving hug and kiss and, said some prayers, you're going to have a different sort of energetic imprint on the space. And I know that over time, I've become much more sensitive to this. I used to be a much lower consciousness person in general many years ago. And I've been doing a lot of work to up-level that in the various ways that we talk about here on the show. But I think it's just, this FLFE is almost too good and too far out to even believe, you know what I mean? It's just like, I tell people about it, and I think I'm okay at explaining it now, because I'm just such an avid believer in it, and I've gotten to know you guys, and I just really trust your integrity around this. But I try to explain it to people. And if those people aren't very spiritually orientated and understand kind of the fundamental ideas of consciousness and, a vibration or an oscillation of a person or a place, it's hard for me to explain it to them. So I'm wondering, over the years of you guys expanding this as a business and really serving humanity with it, has it been difficult to deal with skeptics that just don't believe in this sort of woo-woo energetic stuff? Or do you just not really care and just keep it moving because you're not trying to become the next Google or, Chase Bank or something? I sense you guys, you're not super salesy and pushy, but how do you find people's receptivity to this in general due to the nature that it's it's kind of a non-visual service that you're offering. It's not like you order a machine and you put it on your coffee table and it raises the consciousness. This device lives somewhere, which no one really knows except you guys. How do you kind of handle the skepticism or doubt that people have about something that's so intangible?
Yeah, the way we really started with that is by referral. I mean, it's almost all referral, you know. So, you know, the fact that you really enjoy the service, you really feel it, you really have come to understand it, and you're referring it to people now in your podcast. And, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, that wasn't so prevalent. There was, you know, people with groups or educational small groups of followers and that kind of thing. But the other is that we always had a free trial with no credit card. So no obligation of any kind, where it was just, you know, don't believe us, just try it and see how it is for you. And people would refer their friends and say, look, you know, just try it. What have you got to lose, you know? And so that free trial, I think, has been a big, big part of it. But the other is looking for forms of evidence. You know, there are forms of evidence and ways of measuring that are emerging for these more subtle realm or consciousness, you know, for life force energy type things. And, you know, plants are one, you know, plants seem to really respond to this environment. So we've done plant studies and we have a big farm study that's 10,000 acre farm study that's launching this summer. So that's one area where people can say, okay, that plant looks really healthy and, you know, vigorous. They could work for me. GDV camera is another one that can measure the subtle energies. So we're we're working with a research team and we're looking for other ways to.
That's so exciting. I mean, I'm a woo-woo guy and I believe prayer works, right? So I don't need someone to prove that God exists or that if you relate yourself to God, your life gets better and you're able to find solutions to your problems that you wouldn't have found. So it's easy for me, but still, I also am kind of a science geek. So I love when there is non-anecdotal, clinical, quote unquote, proof of something. I think the plant studies are really interesting and I want to get into some of that stuff with you guys in a little bit. There's a couple of things I want to cover beforehand, but the effect that a different technology like this has on plants and also on the behavior or health of animals is really intriguing to me because obviously it negates placebo with the exception of just, you know, quantum entanglement where I have a plant on the table and I think that plant's going to grow faster than plant B. Therefore it does because of the intentionality that I'm bringing into the equation. So it's not totally placebo free, but it's about as close as you can get, right? Being that in the quantum realm, when you observe something by the very nature that it's being observed, it changes its behavior or its nature, right? So it's really, I can't wait for the farm study. That is really interesting. What I want to ask you guys though, specifically, because I know so many people in my audience are concerned about EMF. And that's how I initially discovered you guys was just, you know, combing through the internet, trying to find things that would help with EMF because it's just so pervasive. Unless you want to go live in the middle of nowhere in a Faraday cage, it's just here, right? And I'm always kind of sharing my message, which is about building awareness and educating yourself and doing whatever you can to mitigate. But then you kind of got to live your life. And if your nervous system is constantly agitated by the fear of EMF and the anxiety around it all, it's probably double jeopardy and you're being harmed, you know, doubly just because you're so overly concerned about it rather than just living your life. But I think that out of all the EMF stuff out there, FLFE is probably the thing that I've recommended the most, secondary only to doing what I just did in my new home and just have the entire bed, every bedroom just totally shielded with paint and the grounding tape and the whole thing, which was, you know, is very effective, but it's also, as I learned, quite costly. And so going into the EMF part of this, perhaps you guys could explain first how you discovered that this was even applicable to EMFs and kind of how it works with the resonance of shungite and all the different things that you guys talk about on your website. Because I think that's really probably the thing that's a hook for many people more so than, I want to raise the consciousness in my room so my meditations are deeper. You know, people want an effective and inexpensive way to help harmonize their environment from the negative impacts of EMF.
We were talking about this just before we, in our kind of pre-interview conversation, Luke, and Jeff and I have, we tried to reframe our relationship with EMFs. And so there's a term we're using recently, or a concept of thinking as EMFs as a stimulus for evolution instead of something that's out to harm us. So the right amount of a stimulus can help us evolve. Like the right amount of exercise helps increase bone density and muscle mass and all kinds of things in the body. We can talk about that for hours. So first of all, it's to take an attitude that the right amount of electromagnetic frequencies is like any other influence in the environment. And humans are extraordinarily adaptable. If there's one thing we're really good at as humans is we adapt and we keep going. And so that's been a recent kind of awareness for us, is to think about it that way. So that helps just with the fear. And so then we look at, well, what's the most appropriate amount of EMFs to stimulate evolution and not harm us? And, you know, that's an ongoing conversation. I don't know that we have the answer to that, but taking that attitudinal position is a place to start where you're not in fear. We discovered the influence of EMFs in terms of consciousness lowering or consciousness raising when we were testing the properties. So we test all the FLIF properties every week to ensure they're at the level we guarantee. And we have a consciousness slider in the control panel that you use, Luke, and so you can turn the consciousness up and down. And we guarantee that the property will be at the level set on your slider 98% of the time or more over the previous 24-hour period. So if it's at 460 or 560 or 570, then we guarantee that. So what was happening is that we were finding a couple of properties that weren't at level when we were doing our Saturday testing. And so we found out which properties they were, and we contacted the customer and said, we noticed your property is, say, 540 instead of 560. Is there anything going on? And we started hearing from our customers that, yeah, they just put a cell phone tower across the street. Or, well, there was some construction going on in the neighborhood and they were updating the smart meters in all the homes. And since the smart meters come in, we haven't quite felt the same. So we started noticing that these large electromagnetic emitters that we consider consciousness lowering, and that's really the way we measure EMFs as other consciousness, a neutral consciousness lowering or consciousness raising. Consciousness raising EMF would be the purr of your cat or the wagging of a dog's tail, right? And so we started doing research on EMFs, and we found out that there is this substance called shungite. And when you're looking at EMFs, you can try to deflect them and bounce them somewhere else, but then you got to worry about where they're going. You try to block them, which is difficult to do unless you deflect them. You can try to just ground them into the earth or do something like that. You can try to dissipate them instead of just blocking. You can try to filter it. Or in an ideal world, you want to harmonize them. You want to make that, you see a keto principle of taking that energy that's coming towards you that's consciousness lowering and make it consciousness raising. And the only substance that we found to do that was shungite. So we found a way to put the energetic signature of shungite into the FLFU environment on around every consciousness lowering emitting EMF emitting device. So your refrigerator, your obviously your cell phones, any light bulbs in the house, any electronic device that's emitting a consciousness lowering EMF signal. The first thing we do is we raise its level of consciousness. We found that if you raise the level of consciousness of the emitter, it actually starts emitting a positive energy. So we raise that level, and then for anything that's coming into the environment, we have shungite harmonize that, which makes it positive. And with routers, it's difficult to, because they're quite powerful, and with smart meters, it's difficult to to raise them high enough to get them to emit positive. So we have to use Shanghai in that case. And in fact, the average property went up 4 points after we added that service. So not only did it take care of the problem, it raised the level of consciousness of all the properties on average 4 points, and some of them as much as 15, 20 points or higher. So that's a bit of a story. I don't know if I forgot anything in that, Jeff, but does that sound complete? Just,
I mean, the where we're coming from is that the consciousness of the area is an indicator of health, of you know, health as an environment for human, plant, animal, whoever's in the environment. So if something is causing that to drop, you know, there's less life force energy, there's less support, that we see it as being negative. And that's kind of how we saw the effect of the EMFs without using some other kind of meter or something else. That, because since we measure consciousness and we do it on a large scale, that's really where we came from. And so what we saw is that with the powerful router and this Shanghai infused service, that we saw the level of consciousness going up. And it really, it took beta testing with EMF sensitives as well. You know, okay, all right, so the level of, you know, the consciousness is going up. Does that really, is that really mitigating the EMF effect on the person? You know, so we really had to do beta testing. We had self-described EMF sensitives that were already subscribers that when they heard us talking about it, they said, I want to be part of this. And so we did a survey with them and we saw a big, big change in their experience. Better sleep, less anxiety. And, you know, as you saw with the control panel, you can play with the service, right? You can turn it up, turn it down, and you can turn on and off the EMF mitigation part of it. And that was a big piece of this so that people could experiment. And for me, when I turn that off for my service, I just feel my shoulders kind of come up. I feel tense and it's hard to get a breath. You know, there's like a tension in my body from that kind of spikiness of all of those EMF sources. And then when I turn it back, EMF mitigation back on, and it's included in all the FLFE services, it's just part of the service. I can just relax, you know, and I feel like I can take a deep breath, like I'm out in the woods.
Yeah, so this is, thank you for that, both of you. This is the really interesting part because I'm so innately sensitive to EMF, and I'm just frankly paranoid about it because as I've explained to you guys and ad nauseum on the show, I had a really negative experience where I was essentially radiation poisoned from living under these cell towers. And so it's like, even though I love this service and how I feel with it, and I know that I can trust you guys implicitly, I still do all the things. That's what's so funny hearing you guys talk. I'm like, did I just waste thousands of dollars like shielding my bedroom when I could? I would have already had FLFE on the house anyway, even if it didn't do anything to EMF. I just like the way it feels in the environment. But I mean, based on your research with muscle testing and just testimonials from customers and things like that, I mean, do you think that if somebody was in a high EMF environment that FLFE would be strong enough or would be enough? Or if someone is sensitive, would it still behoove them to shield their bedroom and get the other, you know, there's other harmonizing devices I have in the house, like the Soma Vedic, the Blue Shield, Leela Quantum Tech, these other harmonizing devices, which I believe are valid, just like I believe what you're doing is valid. But I just go extra and I go next level and I just do every possible thing, you know, hardwire the internet. I'm just like, I don't want any of it in my house. Leaving aside the thing that you talked about earlier with that hormetic stress, like where we do adapt, and I'm sure we do, but I just want to live in the equivalent of the forest 10,000 years ago. And so I do all the things. But do you think that that this would negate the expense and kind of the hassle of somebody doing other more extreme shielding and things like that? And what's your level of confidence with the EMF part of the service?
Maybe I'll start with that. So we specialize in measuring consciousness, and there's only certain devices that are subtle enough to measure subtle energy fields, if you will, or are sensitive enough to measure subtle energy fields. And so we did some research with a practitioner who worked with Dr. Joe Dispenza using a gas discharge visualization camera to notice the changes in subtle energy in the environments. And so the gas discharge visualization study is on our website. And it showed that when the EMF mitigation is turned on in FLFE, the amount of chaos in the environment is reduced significantly. So there's a kind of a spikiness on the graph, and it goes down to a very low level of oscillation. So we have some science to back up the theory and to support the experience that EMF sensitives have. If you turn on EMF mitigation in your environment and you have a tri-field meter, a lot of people use those around smart meters and different things, you will notice that it probably doesn't change. And we've had a local EMF consultant come in, and they had 7 devices, and we turned the EMF mitigation on and off in the office, and it didn't register very much on those devices. So I don't know how to answer your question. Jeff might want to, sort of say more about it. But we certainly have experiments with plants and other things that verify a general increase in health and vitality. But I wouldn't go as far to say that nothing else is worth doing, because I don't know how to measure that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think that's a sober approach and an honest answer. When people ask me, because I get DMs, literally every day, what do I do about EMF? And really my first recommendation, I said, if you have the money, hire a building biologist like that came mm-hmm. to your office, have them like accurately test to see what you're dealing with. Because sometimes it's much worse than you think it is. And sometimes it's not that bad. I mean, you might live somewhere and like the cell towers are far enough away and you don't have a smart meter, et cetera. And then just at least for your bedroom, get your bedroom shielded. Because at least while you're sleeping, you know that you're in, as safe as possible environment for your nervous system. But my second recommendation is always like, spend, what is it, $35 a month for the service? I haven't checked lately. Yep, I'm like, spend the $3,500 a month. I mean, $35 a month. And just like harmonize the field where you are. Because really what we're concerned with is, as you said, our level of consciousness. I mean, that's the end goal anyway, is like, I want to feel good mentally, emotionally, and physically. And that is all pertinent to the level of consciousness with which we carry ourselves and live our lives, right? We're energetic, electric, biological, chemical beings in a meat suit. And so I think from that perspective, my take would be do whatever uplifts you. And the more uplifted you are, the more resilient you're going to be to all external threats, whether it's toxins in your diet or in your water or energetic stuff like this. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like I said, just do everything. But if I could only do one thing that was not very much money, I would be spending the $35. Yeah. It's just like, that's the end goal anyway. Like everyone that buys supplements and all the biohacks is like, why are we really doing that? What's the why underneath that? And for me, I just want to be happy. I mean, that's it, right? So if I can just go direct to the source and find something that helps me feel happier, then I'll just skip to the front of the line and just do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, could I pop in there real quickly?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the free trial is a great way to see how it does affect you, to try it and to do turn it on and off. But there's also, I believe, an effect of a high consciousness field and the energized nutrients that we're doing to help the body be more resilient and to recover from damage from EMFs. So that's another piece of it that we're seeing. And we have a double-blind study coming on EMF sensitives and FLFE. So once the results of that are out, we can probably answer this more definitively for you.
Oh, cool.
I mean, it's my belief that we're harmonizing to the extent that it makes a much, much better environment for almost everyone, and there's very, very, very sensitive people that we have continued to refine the service to take care of those people as well. But I think part of it is building resilience in the body through the nutrition and the high conscious field and the work the body does to repair itself.
When I was poking around on the site earlier before the interview, I noticed that you had a couple things that were new. There was one related to a health program that you just alluded to. And then there was also a grounding element, as in like touching the earth. Could you go into those a little bit?
Those are new old things. The grounding, God, that's been years, Jeff. I think it's been years we've had grounding out. So if you're going less than 5 miles an hour with the FLF Everywhere service, there's a grounding component where we found a way to enhance the connection between the positive magnetic forces of the earth and the human body. So when we look at where our energy comes from, we believe about 65, according to our research, about 65% of our energy comes from the air, from the oxygen, of course, and all the elements in the air. There's many elements besides oxygen, hydrogen, helium, xenon, all those things. And but there's a prana or life force or chi in the air. And in the Eastern studies, they call that ether or aether, A-E-T-H-O-R. So about 65% comes from the air that we breathe. About, depending on the food you're eating, about 25% comes from the food, and about 15% comes from the magnetic forces of the earth. That's our research.
Wow.
So if you're wearing rubber-soled shoes, like most of us are, you're going to insulate yourself from connecting with the positive magnetic influences of the earth. That's why we believe, and other people said this as well, that it's difficult for humans to go in space because we've evolved with gravity and with the magnetic forces of the earth. So yeah, we're big proponents of grounding. Sometimes, and I live in Canada, and going outside your bare feet in the winter is not always easy, but if in certain times you just scrape the snow off and go out there for a few minutes, even in a pair of socks, wool socks, you're just going to get that connection to the earth. So that's where grounding came from. Yeah.
I love that. That's such a cool feature. And I didn't even realize that was there until today. And I guess I've been doing it because I have the service on my phone, of course, right? Because I want this field with me wherever I go. But going back to the plant studies, there was a film that came out a few years ago. I think it was called Earthing. And it was, an expose about grounding. And they did a really interesting experiment there where they ran a grounded wire into one plant and then left one plant like in, I think it was some flowers in water or something like that, right? And the grounded flowers lasted exponentially longer than the ungrounded flowers. And I was like, wow, that's quite meaningful, mm-hmm. to think about how we've become disconnected from that life supporting field. So that's very cool that you guys figured out a way to integrate that in there. Mm-hmm. What's the bit, guys, about up-leveling the bioavailability of nutrients and stuff? I saw that on the site too, where we're going to get more benefit from foods and supplements and things like that when they're in that higher energetic field.
So energized food was an initial part of the service a few years in, where we discovered we could add additional life force energy to food. So, we're activating this field. There's additional life force energy there. We have these instructions, which we call programs, which are in our system. And we ask for food when it touches, the person's saliva or enters the body, in the case of an injection, to be energized so that it's, it has a positive, it's like a plant. Like if you just eat spinach right off the plant, there's much more life force energy in it than there is something that's been on the shelf for 2 weeks. So that additional life force energy adds energy to your digestive tract, which the digestion being one of the highest energetic, energy using processes in the body. But as we went along, we realized we could energize also specific nutrients. Because things like magnesium and zinc, and there's many other nutrients that are bound in ways in the food that it isn't as bioavailable. So we're just adding additional life force energy to those nutrients. And we're really just calling it out, specifically in the program to energize with additional life force.
And is that particular part of the service just within the home service, or is that a special add-on that does that?
It's on all in all the services.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah. Neat.
Even the smarter EMF, the low-cost service as well.
Oh, cool. Well, I guess I've been doing that and I didn't even know. We'll be right back at you after this brief but important announcement. As someone who's been, quite frankly, obsessed with different supplements and ways in which to improve my vitality and hopefully longevity for over 2 decades, I'm always shocked when I find something new. And that was the case with this product I recently discovered called Body Bio PC. This stuff is incredible. It's a unique full-spectrum phospholipid complex with all the phospholipids that make up the cell membrane. Here's why that's important. It heals and repairs the cell membrane from damage that toxins have caused. So let's face it, no matter how healthy of a lifestyle you're living, if you're living in the modern world, you're exposed to a lot of crap. And your levels of lipids also decrease when you age. So when you're younger, this isn't so necessary, but as we get older, you definitely want to make sure you're getting proper lipids into your body. So increased levels help with better brain function, cognition, memory, liver support, microbiome support, skin health. Anywhere in your body where there are cells, this complex helps. Body Bio PS is a highly concentrated full-spectrum phospholipid complex with PC, PS, PE, and PI. If you're a geek, you know what those mean. What makes this product different, and in my opinion, better than the other PCs on the market, is their unique extraction process. The nutrients are liposomal, so it doesn't get broken down during digestion, which ensures cellular delivery. So if these things are going to help the cell membrane, you want to make sure they get to the cells, right? PC lays an incredible foundation for health by addressing the health of your cells and your cell membrane, which is super important, as I said, in today's toxic world. PC enhances the free passage of food and energy into the cells while gently escorting the waste out. By doing so, it works to enhance the process of metabolism within the cell. So supplementation with the Body Bio PC is something that's become part of my morning routine. I'll take it in the capsules or even in the bottle. This morning, I took a huge swig of it because my brain, quite frankly, was feeling a little sluggish due to poor sleep last night. So although this product has so many benefits, as I mentioned before, to me, it's really a brain food. Like, my brain just lights up when I take this stuff. So if you want to check it out, I highly suggest that you do. Here's where you go. Go to bodybio.com. That's BODYBIO.com. And when you get over to that website, you can use the code LOOP20 to save 20% off all their products. That's bodybio.com. What you're looking for there as your first order would be the Body Bio PC. And now back to the interview. What about this other, and I like getting in the more woo-woo stuff because I don't know. I've explored consciousness a lot and I'm very convinced that what we see here in the material world is but a fraction of what actually exists. And that was the clearing negative history and disembodied beings on a property. Do you take us into a little bit of that?
When we first started the service, we were just adding positive energy to an environment, and it would take like 3 days for the average environment to go to 540. And we were trying to find ways to optimize the experience. Our research indicated that really 560, 550, 560, 570 is kind of the unconditional love zone on the Hawkins map of consciousness, and that would be the optimal environment to fit in with the mission. So the mission of FLFE is to optimize the conditions for the evolution of consciousness in an economized society. So that's, you know, we have to go to work. We have to work for a living, most people. So that's the economized society part. And FLFE doesn't limit your environment, by the way, in any way. In fact, 5% of the properties are over 600 on the Hawkins map. So just because people are doing their own work, it makes the consciousness of the environment go higher. The average home in North America, say pre-COVID, it was about 420. So we're going up 420 to the power of 140, right? Because the Hawkins map is logarithmic. So it's an extraordinary rise in consciousness. So the metaphor we sort of came up with was that if you're going to paint your house, right? If you're painting your home right now, Luke, what you want to do is you want to wash the walls first and get all the old dirt and all the old energy off. And then when you paint it, you get a much better experience. So what we did was we made a list of all of the negative conditions that we could imagine and we could find through our research that could happen on a piece of land. I mean, and it was really some dark weeks of research because you're looking at every negative thing that a human can do to a human, or a human can do to an animal, or an animal can do, you know, just you can imagine, right? So we made the request, as Jeff said, in the programs to remove that negative energy from the land. And so what we found out was that we'd be able to get the level of consciousness of the properties to 540, you know, like in a couple hours. And then when we worked more on the removal template and did some other things, that was a couple of minutes. And now it's sometimes 5 seconds. So it's really about requesting to divinity that all those negative conditions be removed. And and the technology cycles through the environment 1,000 million times a second. So even with that, it can take a few days for it to get optimal. It's just that it's got to clean out all those negative histories. So the memory is still there, but the trauma is gone, right? And that takes it can take a few days.
That's so interesting because it reminds me of some of the shamanic traditions. You know, my fiance Allison is a shaman, and I've sat with quite a few of them. And the first thing you do in any kind of spiritual exploration, whether it be with plant medicines or not, is clearing the energy in the room, right? There's all this burning of different herbs and sage and tobacco and sacred feather fans and these kind of things where you're really clearing out the energy. And then of course, clearing people's bodies directly with the, you know, the flower water sprays and all the different things. And I think there's a reason that that's been done for forever, right? It's not just like some bells and whistles. Oh, that smells nice. Oh, that's nice incense. I mean, we're really preparing in these ceremonies and prayer circles and things to raise the consciousness of the field and of ourselves. So it's interesting you guys are kind of adding that in. I didn't make the correlation until you framed it that way, that we're first wanting to, in some cases, clear that energy out so that we can create a new standard. I think that's really powerful. Very cool.
Yeah, and there's various things that can happen on the land that can really have an effect on people living there. I mean, there's thought forms that could be there. There's curses. There's, you know, extreme situations like torture or real battles where those thought forms, emotions, those feelings are there and they can really have an effect. I mean, previous suicides, murders, all those kind of things are intense, and they're held in the crystalline structure of the, not only the ground, but also like the drywall and the building materials where, so we're not just clearing the earth, we're clearing the not only the buildings, but also, you know, the farm implements or whatever else is there that could hold energy. So being in a place like in Japan, if you have a suicide in a building or in a particular apartment, it's very difficult to rent it. There's a network that follows, you know, that posts that, and people know that's happened. They don't want to rent it because they know that, you know, it's more likely there's going to be another suicide. So that this history is affecting us more than we know. It's there, and so clearing that out, I think, is, you know, it's the shamanic. And many traditions do that because it really is important to clean it up.
Yeah, I would challenge anyone listening to ask themselves, would they go live in a house where there was some sort of brutality or torture or suicide or something? I know there's been a couple occasions where I've been in a house and someone will say, yeah, the last owner killed themselves in here. And it's kind of like, oh, you know, I don't want, it gives a little of that haunted house feeling, you know, because you just feel the depth of that pain and suffering. And it does, I get a sense that it does really linger. So that's very interesting. One of the things that I did after I activated my phone and my home service with FLFE is I also put the service on my business as a separate service. And I was a little curious, to share with people what that's all about. You know, one of those things, again, that's difficult to quantify, but I don't know, my business through COVID and all of this stuff has been thriving. I'm having more fun doing it. I feel like I'm reaching and helping more people. Finances are good, bought a house, you know, everything's been going well. I can't directly attribute it to FLFE, but I just figured, I don't know, my house feels amazing and I'm less susceptible to the EMF in my environment, clearly. So how does the business service work and what kind of, you know, testimonials have you received from people around that?
What we discovered is that when you incorporate a business, it creates an energetic identity. And if a business has struggled, if you've had times where, you know, you didn't know if you're going to have the business or the business has done well and you're frustrated, you know, it sounds a bit out there, but, and it's out there, you know, and we're pretty out there, but yeah, I mean, you can test the level of consciousness of a business. And when we figured this out and we found a way to you know, remove the negative energetic history around the business. And so the level of consciousness of the businesses go up. And most of the people that that put the service on their business, they noticed a real flurry of activity pretty quickly. It just depends what kind of shape the business is in, but you know, there's a lot more starts happening, and most of that is really, really positive. So, yeah, a lot of it's just neutral. It's just a lot more activity because there's more positive energy and more things start to move. You know, some people have had some dramatic increases where, so what happens with FLFE? We're in, you know, 50 something countries. We have, you know, tens of thousands of people have tried the service by now. And so sometimes FLFE comes along at a place in a person's life and they've been doing the work for the years. They've been, you know, they've written the business plan, they've got their financing, they've got the marketing plan, and, you know, and we just happen to come along when things are really going well. And it just adds to it. And they start to do really well. And so sometimes we get credit for things that FLFE doesn't have much to do with. And sometimes people turn the service on and they don't notice it very much. They may notice it in their plants or their pets or someone else. Or they have a bit of a healing crisis and they think it's, well, it's too intense. And sometimes that has nothing to do with the service. It just has something to do with what's going on in their life. So so we've had a lot of interesting experiments with especially small business people, because when you have hundreds of people, there's usually so many things going on, it gets hard to determine what the factor is, right? It's like, is this an accumulation of 10 years worth of effort by 100 people? Or is this just FLFE?
Wow, that's cool. Well, I don't plan on turning mine off anytime soon. Yeah. Hedge my bets. I mean, things are going well. And I know, God bless, man, for a lot of people, they're not. So yeah, I think that's interesting. But when you frame that, Clayton, another thing that came to mind was when you incorporate, right, you're essentially bringing something into a body. It's a corporal, corporate entity now, where it's its own living, breathing thing. And I think for me, even just making that distinction that even though my business has the same name as I, it's really its own thing, almost like in a relationship between two or more people, you have those individuals and then you have the corporation of sorts between them, which is this third entity, the relationship itself, which has its own sort of energetic field and personality in a sense. So I think that's very, very interesting. I was actually telling Allison about that because she's incorporating at the moment. I was like, you got to get FLFE on your business. We need it in all family businesses. I think what I'd like to do now, I mean, I always have a million questions. You guys know how I roll. But in the interest of time, I do have another interview coming up in an hour and a half. Jeffrey, if you could screen share with us here, and for those on audio only, we'll do our best to kind of walk you through it. But I think some of the studies that you guys have done are really compelling. And I'd like to just dive into those a little bit with some visuals. Cause for me, being a visual person, when I saw that stuff on your site today, I was like, oh man, this is really cool. I want to be able to share that with people. So let's see if the technology is on our side and we can share some of that, which is really compelling information.
And what we're starting with here, are you able to see that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Is one of the plant growth experiments that we've done. And this was was a preliminary experiment with spinach. And so you could see on the right-hand side without FLFE and the left-hand side with, these were identical grow setups with lights in a dark room. And, because there's water feeding it and spraying on there, you know, there was no difference in the watering. There's no difference in the nutrients. This was just, you know, over a period of time, what we saw, the change in the plants. So you can see, first of all, there was much more germination in the FLFE environment. So there are more plants. And then secondly, the leaves are bigger and there's more leaves in each plant. So we did a number of leaves, both the kind of the full and the long and thin leaves in spinach. There were two kinds of leaves, and then the average length of the leaves. So that was just a kind of a pure experiment, you know, FLFE on or not.
That's cool. In this experiment, how close in proximity are these two hydroponic buckets, which is what we're looking at for the audio folks?
Yeah, they were in the same room, but they were far at either end. It was maybe 50, 60 feet, 70 feet from each other. And we set up the FLFE environment. So there was, you know, it was on part of the room and not on the other part of the room. So,
That's so fascinating. As I'm looking at this, I guess because it's hydroponic, it brings to mind cannabis. I'm like, yeah. I wonder how many cannabis growers are going to see this example here and be like, I'm getting FLFE on my grow room. Because it's pretty incredible. You've got like 50% germinated versus 25% in the other one. And then, I mean, just looking at the pictures, even without reading it, it's not like a little difference. It's a massive difference.
Yeah, it's like 29%, you know, so it's almost 30% difference.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
And that's just over 30 days, Luke.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And God, they were delicious.
I bet. I can't wait to see what you guys are doing with the full-on farm. That's so fascinating. All right, what's the next one then, Jeffrey?
Well, we have an experiment with Dr. Emoto's lab. Get my cursor up there. And this was, Dr. Emoto passed away and his son is running the lab and they're continuing to do ice crystal experiments. And we had FLFE, the FLFE Everywhere service, which is in the middle, the FLFE property, which is on the right, and then a control. And our control ended up being, you know, kind of nicer looking than many municipal water controls that you see out there on their sites. When you do this work with them, you get a whole number of photographs in each category. And we picked the best control, you know, as well as the best with the other categories. So there were many controls that looked like your kind of typical municipal water, very muddy and unformed. So we believe there was some positive influence on the control as well. But you can see on the property, it has, it's what they call beautiful hexagon. It's their top category of harmonization or, you know, beauty of the, of energy of the, that's causing these crystalline structures. And the FLFE Everywhere is similar, a little distorted there. FLFE Everywhere does not have EMF mitigation. I'm sorry, does not have clearing. It has EMF mitigation. Doesn't have clearing. So there could have been, you know, could have been some pre-existing negative history there. And then down below are some other ones that they've done that are somewhat similar.
I'm a huge fan of Dr. Emoto's work. I got that book ages ago. I think it's called Hidden Messages in Water. And just being a water fanatic, I love when people use this particular mode of testing because, again, it's just like, it's visually compelling. It's right in front of you. And that's just so interesting. And with the control, I wish I could see some of the uglier control waters, because usually when they photograph the tap water from most places, it's just, I mean, it doesn't even look like a crystal. It's just flat and brown. And what we're looking at here, even in the control, is a nice little snowflake. But yeah, the third one we're looking at, the FLFE property, for those looking, I mean, it looks like a beautiful snowflake. There's symmetry, and also just the size in comparison to the control is incredible. Where did the control and the other waters in the everywhere and the property test, where did that water originate from?
Well, they all came out of the same spigot, and the it was the non-FLFE property.
Oh, okay.
And so it was a bit tricky. What we had to do was, you know, label the glass bottles and then use a photograph of each bottle to do a special program for each one. And the control program was to prevent the FLFE environment from coming into the bottle.
Got it.
And then the others in the property one, basically the boundaries of the bottle were the boundaries of the property. And with everywhere, we actually put some minerals in there, and we used the ionic minerals as the FLFE everywhere. But the bottle had to be the boundary, you know, where it didn't go beyond, because you don't want it to affect all the other samples.
Right. So did you guys send the water to the lab in Japan?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Oh, so you bottled it, you did the imprint on it, and then send it to them, and then they essentially flash freeze it and photograph it, and that's where you're getting this crystal.
Yeah, and if you think about it, I mean, if we didn't have EMF mitigation on the bottles, like, you know, as part, which is part of the service, I mean, the bottle's going in an airplane, you know, airplanes are very high EMF environments, and then it's right. going to a lab, you know, with, who knows, getting delivered through Japan, you know, through the Japan mail system. And
right.
So you can just imagine all those influences that, you know, we had, you know, part of this was having the FLFE environment be there, including all the protection or the EMF mitigation that comes
wow.
with it.
So cool. So cool. Thanks for sharing that. I want more of this. This stuff is so fascinating. All right. What's next in your slides?
Well, we have some of the consciousness studies we've done, the history. Do you want to take a look at those?
Yeah, let's do.
You want to talk about this one, Clayton?
Yeah, sure. We thought it would be interesting to go back in time. I think we did 1,000 years before the birth of Christ and look at the consciousness of the planet, especially when we look at the next slide where it talks about the level of consciousness of the planet that we went to during COVID and where we're coming back. So basically, you know, before the birth of Christ, it was the Earth was about in the high 90s, 90, you know, it's going up to 98. I think it was 98 when Jesus was born, something like that. And then if you go over to the right, you can see where we peaked at 190 for several hundred years. And then only around 1986 did we make that jump for the first time in the history of the planet, over 200. And then we went up to 242 was the highest we had gone for a single month pre-COVID. So we just wanted to give an example of, you know, how far we've come as a planet and how far the consciousness of humanity has evolved. It's pretty easy for listening to mainstream media to think that, you know, things are horrible on the planet and it's all coming, you know, coming apart. But
next slide.
Yeah. I want to just touch on something in here really quick for those that are listening and not watching. So we're looking at a graph, you know, going back 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. And then, as he said, we're under 100, we go up to 150, and then 1986, 87, we cross over 200. It's really significant that when we crossed over 200, that's the level of integrity, just to put it in simplistic and dualistic terms. Under 200, bad. Over 200, good. Right? 1,000 being as good as it gets in the human realm. So that's a critical jump in the evolution of humanity's level of consciousness. And also just to state that this is the average level of all people on the entire planet throughout this epoch of time. So you can have simultaneously a Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, Mao on the planet, but you have enough monks meditating or whatever it is that's counterbalancing that. And this goes, you know, into Hawkins' work, which is so fascinating from this perspective, because it doesn't take that many of us raising our consciousness to counterbalance vast numbers of people who are still living in their animal nature, essentially. So I think this is a really interesting slide from that perspective. So go ahead and take us into the more current timeline of the world level of consciousness.
So this slide,
about this one. Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
It takes us from November in 2019, where, you know, the world was, you know, this is the U.S. and the world. So the U.S., you know, was in the 425 kind of range, you know, 425, 430. And the world was in the 240s. I don't know if you have the exact number. What was the peak there, Clayton?
Yeah, it was 242. It was about the highest for a month, I think.
242. And so you can see we're, you know, moving along. And as we get into February, things are starting to drop. And March is this, you know, started circulating. The media, you know, coverage of what was happening was circulating. And people were wondering how it was going to affect them. And then you know, as it starts to really bottom out in April. And that's, so we're at fear level in both the world and the U.S. So, you know, there's a felt sense at the time, you know, of course, was the media was just full of it. And people were, you know, having fearful conversations with each other and with their loved ones. And so there was a, you know, a felt sense of that in our bodies walking around outside. And man, it was tough leaving my FLFE environment during that time, you know, to go out to the grocery store and people are, you know, fearful. And so there was quite a contrast in environment consciousness during that time. And then you could see the climb back up.
Well, it's interesting. We start climbing back up, I guess, in March 2020, the level of consciousness for the world at large and also for the U.S. And then there's a steady incline where we start to hit over 200, that level of integrity again. And then January 6th, 7th, and 8th, January 2021, whoop, there's a big dip there again. it's really interesting. But this gives me a lot of hope because as of 5/24/2021, the world, you know, which includes obviously everywhere except the United States, has now again climbed back up over 200, that critical level of consciousness that you know, is indicative of some semblance of sanity. And then the U.S. going up to 350, 360, or whatever it is, as of that date. So that gives me a lot of hope. I also find it really interesting looking at this expanse of time that in general, the level of consciousness of the U.S. versus the rest of the world, I guess all of those other countries combined, is generally higher. And I think that's encouraging, not because I'm an American. I mean, I'm a human being of humanity. I don't identify like where I'm from as who I am, but it's kind of encouraging for people that are really down on America. I mean, even a lot of Americans talk a lot of trash about this country, and I know it has its faults, but I'm a bit of a patriotic person because I think that despite all of its faults, America has done a lot of good for the world. Despite some of the obvious shortcomings. But it's interesting to see just the American people, right? We're not talking about the colonialist, you know, New World Order, imperialist, evil beings that seem to run this country and much of the world, but this is the populace, right? These are the everyday people. This is an average of all of the human beings from all races, creeds, colors, religious denominations, sexual preferences, all the things that we define ourselves by, that we're doing pretty good, you know, in the great scheme of things. So that's actually nice to see, in a quantifiable way, because I think that, It's no accident that many people around the world are still trying to get here, as much as many people living here think this place sucks so bad. You know, so that's just, you know, my take on that. Go America! Let's keep raising the consciousness and keep that unconditional love and flying in the face of fear and so much of the, you know, just really the disinformation that we're being fed so much in the media and that would lead us to believe that this just that the world in general is the worst place ever, but especially this country, you know? So go humanity on bringing that level up a bit. And I'm hoping, you know, through work that like you guys are doing and hopefully that I'm doing, we can continue to see that trend. Because that's really the only way up and out, right? Is the up-leveling of our consciousness. Is there another slide after that? Is that the last one?
Nope. That's all we've got right
Tonight. Do either of you guys have anything to add on this, Clayton or Jeffrey, on this last slide?
Well, we are looking at doing this chart for a number of countries, and that will be on the website eventually. So,
oh, cool.
You know, to look at least the top 10, where we have a lot of subscribers. Because as you, when you're in the rule of law and you have a court system that works reasonably well, and, you know, there's civil rights, you know, those many countries get into this kind of range, you know, of the US.
Oh, great.
So, you know, we're doing well and, you know, with a country that has those, you know, those kind of basic things, but it just tells you how much of the world doesn't, you know, and right. People are in that survival mode and they're barely making it. Where there's, you know, violence and danger and those kind of things that creates this difference between, you know, where like the US is and where the world is, you know, this, but it is great to be over 200 again. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And that's a really great distinction. I'm glad you added that in because when we're looking at these blue lines versus the yellow lines for those, that's the world average, right? So you could have a place that's very low in consciousness, maybe a country in North Africa or the Middle East where there's war and famine and people are really having a very hard time. The calibration of consciousness there is going to be much lower. And then the average, you know, you say wherever, Italy, Japan, any other country that's higher and something comparable to the US, that would be bringing that blue level up. Because some of them will be significantly lower, but again, the average of all of them. So that's encouraging that the US isn't like the only one towing the line. Yes, there are other places on earth where there's a relative amount of peace and solidarity within the populace that's going to keep that level in balance. So that's a really key distinction there. That's awesome.
I've traveled a fair bit in Canada and somewhat in the US. And I had an attitude about North America. I really wondered if we were, you know, treating each other well enough. And maybe in some ways we aren't. But when I went and lived in the Middle East for a couple of years and lived there, and I came back, I had no idea how good we have it. I just had no idea. So yeah, we're living in imperfect places, but they're a lot less imperfect than any other place I've been. I haven't been to, you know, some of the Denmark, Sweden, Japan, you know, Australia, typically the what are known as the first world countries. And most of those, as Jeff said, if you're governed by the rule of law, most of those countries are going to be in the 400s, Luke, because 400 is reason in the Hawkins map of consciousness. Like, so 200 is integrity or courage, 250 is neutral, 300 is willingness, you know, 400 is reason, 500 is love. The last time we checked, the highest country on the planet was Bhutan or Bhutan.
Oh, no way. Really? All yeah. Right, I'm moving.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing, you know, it's not super high, but they've been doing a lot of things. Like they have a gross national happiness instead of gross national product. You know, they're doing some stuff that they have a lot of, they put aside 25%, I think, of all the land for parks. And I don't know that they'll be able to keep that. They weren't before COVID, but during COVID, they seem to be more resilient, if you will, because of the, you know, low population, very rural. So you don't have the same amount of concentration of people and all the challenges that come with that in a pandemic environment. But we may play with this a little bit more, as Jeff said, on the website, just to get a sense of, you know, what the reality is of I mean, the U.S.'s constitution is, I think, the highest I've tested on the planet. It's 700. It's extraordinary. That's like an unprecedented set of guiding principles in the history of humanity. As far as, I haven't tested everything, but as far as I've tested, it's the highest. So that's part of what makes the U.S., you know, the place it is. And I'm from Canada. I like being a Canadian. But I also respect the U.S. and what it, you know, the position it has for the world. And I'm very much aware of its, it's just in the media most of the time. So everybody gets to look at the U.S.
Right. Isn't Canada higher right now, Clayton?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
What the? Wait, what? No.
Well, it might have dropped.
I had to throw that in there.
Yeah. It might have dropped because of COVID, right? Because we're really locked down here right now.
Oh, man. It looks
crazy. So it's probably, it might be lower, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, we're kind of jokingly sparring there for a second, but imagine if there was competitiveness amongst humans, like who can have the highest level of consciousness and be the most exalted in their conscious contact with the creator, you know, imagine a world where that's where people were aspiring to more so than they are. And I guess through, you know, work we're doing, we're hopefully encouraging that. That's my goal. I mean, that's my personal mission and goal. I know it is for both of you as well, having gotten to know you a bit. So, well, thanks guys for, you know, taking so much time with me today and just really letting me tease out all of my curiosity and hoping that I can provide some detailed point of view about what you're doing and how all this works. I know for people that haven't heard this before, it's a little like out there. And so you guys have done a great job of kind of bringing it down to earth and making it applicable. And I want to let people know also before we go that we've got, you know, your 15-day free trial. And by the way, thank you for not requiring a credit card for that. I think that was a classy move. I've gotten burned as a consumer so many times by signing up for a free trial and then I forget about it. And a year later, my bookkeeper's like, what's this $50 a month thing? I'm like, what? I forgot to turn that off. So that's very cool. But if people are ready to check out FLFE, you can go to flfe.net/Luke. And I'm sure I'll plug that in the intro too, but I wanted to throw that out there for people. And like you said, man, I encourage people to give it a shot and really see if you notice anything, see if you feel anything, you know, and then if you don't, then keep your life moving and whatever. But all of my friends and family that I've bugged about this, and I have been pretty persistent, like you got to do this, like especially people that live in a city where there's really high EMF, I don't think any of them have turned it off. I'm pretty sure everyone in my inner circle has been like, I'm keeping it on. It feels amazing. So that's my testimonial. Yeah. Yeah. I love what you guys are doing. And I'm super excited about the further research too. I think that's really important for people to be able to get a visual understanding of what the effects are, especially when it comes to, you know, the plants and things like that, that can't give a testimonial. You look at them, you go, wow, more spinach in picture A than picture B. That's simple, but also very meaningful.
Yeah, we have some more upgrades coming out this the summer, Luke.
And, what's up next?
Well, the next big one probably is, like right now we have 35 energized nutrients and we have 1,200 more coming out.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So we're like, we have EFAs, magnesium, zinc, you know, a bunch of stuff. And we've done a lot of research, Evie and Jeff, mostly over the last few months. I wanted to plug them. They've been working away in the back room and we've got over 1,200. So
very cool. You know,
since digestion is the most energy consuming process of the body, that's where we think there's big gains to be made. So
awesome.
That's right. One of them.
All right, cool. If you could wave a magic wand and make, you know, add any sort of element of service or expansion into FLFE, what could it be?
Oh, that's a good question.
We seem to be doing that on a regular basis.
We already are waving our magic wand.
Yeah, I mean, the energized nutrients is so important for, you know, like the EMFs that we talked about in that resiliency or anti-fragile, as it's sometimes called, where in our response to, you know, resilient response to what's happening in our environments is to have the nutrition we need in the body for the innate intelligence to use that and the increased life force energy to, you know, to really have us be as superhuman as we can be. So I'm really excited about that. For the future, I don't know. It just seems endless. We just keep, things just keep coming. It's just like we always say, wow, this is the best it'll ever be. And then, you know, in the next month, we just cover something else. It's been an amazing journey. And our subscribers, you know, the ones that have been with us a long time, they're just so loyal and really enjoying, you know, every new advancement that we make. And we just do it at the same price. You know, it just comes in at the same price.
That's so cool. I love it. I mean, for $35 a month, like, can't, what do you want? You know, I could probably save myself a lot of money by just like, if you keep doing these nutrient upgrades, right? It's like, then you would actually have the ability to assimilate this stuff from your food and not have to take 47 supplements a day. That's kind of appealing to me.
And just, my supplement bill dropped hundreds of dollars a month.
Really?
I just don't need it. Yeah, I'm more satiated with food.
So, wow.
Yeah, we're going to try to do some research on that too. It seems that every time we do an upgrade, it allows us more capacity to do something else. So I think after the energized nutrients go on, these additional ones, there's some other stuff that we've had in the, like sometimes what happens is that we have a friend that's suffering. And so we try to write something for them, right? And we do a program for them, but we can't put it on the entire world. Like it's just because that's the context you have to be able to write it in. So we have like this warehouse of programs and stuff that we just don't have permission to put on yet. So after we get the energized nutrients, we'll have to go back to the warehouse and test these things that we've created for individuals. Sometimes even one customer, we can't do that very much, but our last EMF upgrade, because of all the satellites that are coming out, we did another EMF upgrade. And that was from a subscriber who was like, yeah, they just launched a bunch of satellites and I don't know, something doesn't feel the same. So we dug into it and made another discovery. And so that's how the service works. So, you know, for those of you who are subscribers, let us know what you want and we'll see if we can do it. That's really how the service grows.
That's cool. Well, in closing, I'll tell you what I want. I want the ability to program like our ceremony room in our house at like 700. So you walk in there and you're just knocked out. You know, you just fall to the ground and go into a beatific state of the best altered state imaginable. I mean, you know, you can create that yourself, but it's a little more work than just going joink and flipping a switch. But you probably wouldn't get a lot of work done in that field. So hence, you'd want to save it for your meditation cushion. Well, guys, thank you so much, man. It's always great to catch up. I love you dudes. You're such kind people doing great things in the world. And I'm so grateful to have become friends and colleagues with you guys. And thanks for taking the time to come back on the show. And as always, man, keep me posted on any developments. I'll do everything I can to put the word out. Again, for those listening and watching, flfe.net/Luke is where you go to get that 15-day free trial. Highly recommend it. And in addition to giving you guys feedback, let me know, anyone listening, like, how's it work for you? A lot of people on Instagram hit me up. Like, I love FLFE. It's the best thing ever. So like, I'm getting really good feedback and I love to hear that. So as it helps me direct, you know, the kind of content I want to do and who I want to have on the show. So you guys are always a big hit here. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Luke. Thanks for sharing us with your audience. And it's good to know you.
Likewise. All right, you guys have a great day. Stay safe there up in Canada, brother.
Take care.
All right, bye. Far out, solid, and right on. Thanks for joining me on another episode of the Lifestylist Podcast with my friends Clayton and Jeffrey. I'm so happy that I got to record this intro tonight and then I had not used my FLFE boost on the apartment where I'm staying now. So right before I recorded this, I bumped it up to 600, which if you listen to this episode and you know anything about the David Hawkins scale of consciousness, 600 is like a monastery. And I love to do that before I have to do something kind of tedious like recording intros or just focus work or sometimes even before interviews. So I'm feeling great. And if you guys are inspired to check this out, as I said earlier in the intro, they've got an incredible 15-day free trial. You just go to flfe.net/Luke. That's flfe.net/Luke. Or you can just click on the show notes. I'm sure it's there somewhere. And you don't even have to put in your credit card. There's no funny business. It's not like one of those things where you sign up like for some software or something. And you put in your credit card just to get the free stuff. And then a year later, you're like, wait, why am I being charged $40 a month for this thing? What is that even? yeah, this is not like that. You just sign up and then it stops unless you go, wow, I felt pretty good for those couple of weeks. I want to get on this service. And then I think after that, it's maybe $35 a month or something. Well worth it in my experience. In fact, a lot of people hit me up. What's the number one thing, you know, for EMF and for different things in their life? And I got to say, like, bang for your buck, this is going to be at the very top of my list. Like, one of the things that I would most highly recommend if you're just looking to create a great environment in your home and also work on some of that EMF stuff. So super stoked to promote what these guys are doing. I'm a believer. My Kool-Aid glass is just about empty. I've drank it all. The FLFE Kool-Aid. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode. And a lot of people have been reaching out to me actually since I had them on the show the first time. And for example, someone will like DM me on Instagram and say, oh, I'm working on EMF or this or that. What do you recommend? And I send them FLFE.net/Luke. And they're like, oh, I'm already on that. I love it. It's like a lot of people that listen to this show are probably already using that service, because I think many of you are sort of tapped into this realm of quantum entanglement, etc. But yeah, it's really cool. So if you find that you get the FLFE service and you're digging it, like, reach out to me. Let me know. Shoot me an email through my website or on social media. I'm very curious to see the subjective experience of different users, because most people are just like, wow, I feel great. My home feels awesome. And some people have more specific outcomes that I find really fascinating. It's kind of my way of testing the audience and see what works and see what doesn't. But I think this is a really good one. And if you don't want to do that, then of course you can just pray and meditate a lot and, you know, have ceremonies in your house and, you know, light the Palo Santo and set intentions and bring God into the home for whatever God looks like for you. And I'm really excited about next week's episode. That's number 359, Dr. Stephen Gundry, The Secret to Boundless Energy and Vitality. Man, that guy is a firecracker. Super fun interview. And I think I'm going to be on his podcast coming up as a guest myself. So he and I really hit it off. Very good times. I want to thank you for listening to this show. Thank you for following the work. If you're new to this podcast, I invite you to subscribe. And if you really got lit up by this one, I'm not going to be mad at you if you share it with a couple of friends either. I really won't. I won't mind. You know, click on that share link, text it to a couple of the homies, the besties, and let them know, wow, this is an interesting podcast you might enjoy. I do that all the time. I'm like the biggest podcast sharer ever. Pretty much any cool podcast I listen to, I end up, you know, specific episodes, I end up texting it to a couple friends because I just love podcasts, which is why I started one in 2016. God, it's been years now. What is that? 6 years? Something like that? I've been at this for a while. I guess if you get up to 359 episodes, it takes some time to do that if you're doing one a week. But I love listening to them. I love producing them. And it's just the greatest joy in the world. And I want you to know that it would not be possible for me to do this unless listeners like you were listening and making it a viable thing for me to keep making hours and hours of free content every week. You know, someone messaged me the other day and they were like, why do you sell stuff? I'm like, have ads. I'm like, because all the work I do is for free. Like, I don't know. If I was independently wealthy, if I had like a trust fund, I would probably still make a podcast just because I dig it. It's just fun. I love sharing this stuff with people. I like being of service. I like helping people. But yeah, in order for all of the content to continue to be free and not on some kind of like paid platform or something like that, yeah, you run sponsorship ads in the podcast and do some social media posts and things like that. And, it keeps the wheels on the vehicle here, if you know what I mean. But more than anything, I just want to thank you for joining me. And if you're a longtime listener and you're still hearing my voice, that makes you a super fan. And for that, I love you. See you next week with Stephen Gundry.